This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Kaiser Permanente and its union workers have agreed on a tentative deal after the largest healthcare strike in American history. Last week's strike lasted only 3 days, but the unions were threatening for an 8-day strike that would have taken place next month if a deal wasn't reached by Halloween. Details on the agreement are not currently known, but workers had been asking for better pay and improved staffing levels at Kaiser facilities and hospitals. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials have euthanized a deer after it attacked a woman in Aspen yesterday. CPW officials stated the woman was with a group on a basketball court when the buck approached. She received minor injuries from the altercation. Upon locating and capturing the deer, CPW officials stated the deer exhibited unusual aggressive behavior. That's why they say they euthanized it as a protection for public health and safety. The Colorado State Patrol is warning the public of an online email scam surrounding credit card skimming devices. They say not to click on links as it could contain phishing scams and malware. El Paso County officials are releasing more information about a man's death on I-25 earlier this week. Authorities said 57-year-old Cecile Freeman was found unresponsive on the side of the highway in the Fountain area on Wednesday after suffering a medical emergency. He was pronounced dead a short time later. Officers were initially called to the scene for reports of a physical altercation. The investigation is ongoing. A lawsuit to block Donald Trump from the 2024 presidential ballot in Colorado will continue despite the former president's attempt to getting it thrown out. A liberal government watchdog group brought about the lawsuit. Trump wanted to get it dismissed on free speech grounds. The lawsuit argues he shouldn't be eligible for the ballot based on the 14th Amendment forbidding insurrectionists from holding public office. The Tyler County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a prescribed burn operation taking place today. It's just southwest of Lake George. Smoke will be visible. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is sending out an alert for a missing senior for 70-year-old Gregory Klein, last seen yesterday around 7:30 p.m. going southbound on C-470 at Morrison Road. He was driving a white 2001 Ford F-150 with an Arizona license plate of 222S1. He's a white man with gray hair, last seen wearing jeans, a white shirt, black boots, and a green hat. You're asked to call 911 or the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office if you have any information. Colorado Springs Utilities is still investigating the cause of an underground fire that happened in downtown last month. Crews are still looking into the area of where it happened. Colorado Springs Utilities has replaced a transformer and hundreds of feet of copper power cables. It's also replacing some aging water lines in that area. The affected block on Keogh Street is expected to reopen next month. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office is warning drivers of a speed limit change on Lincoln Avenue in the section from Lone Tree City Limits to Chambers Road. Speed limits have been reduced from 50 to 45 miles per hour.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Saturday morning. We begin the day with a widespread freeze warning across much of southern Colorado, with temperatures mainly in the 20s and 30s. Mostly sunny skies in the afternoon, though, with cool temperatures and forecasted highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. Winds will be calmer than the last couple of days as our previous system moves toward the East Coast and high pressure begins to dominate our region. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a fun and safe Saturday.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.